While we are talking about the limitations of PET CT, I thought I'll summarize the limitations where we often get false negative results are either due to small volume disease because of the limited spatial resolution, or also important to know the primary histological type. Tumors which are mucinous subtypes are often false negative, and the sensitivity of PET CT to detect metastatic disease in these cases is limited. Again, the treatment after chemoradiotherapy when imaging is requested is also important. If done less than 6 weeks or even earlier after treatment, PET can be false negative. Common scenarios of false positive cases are inflammatory conditions, like I showed you. There may be synchronous tumors, like a patient may have a synchronous lung cancer, which can be mistaken for a pulmonary metastasis. And again, there are artifacts, including brown fat and also physiological uptake in the bowel, which can be easily mistaken as false positive on the PET scan.